Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I'm Pearl. For today, we're going to talk about how with major rewiring can come chaos. The two are quite intertwined, as I may have said in other episodes. It's all about that as above, so below, as within, so without. So as you are the creator of your reality, you are changing on the inside, and then you are getting to see and experience the amazing phenomena that is that change on the outside. That is your external reality. We're all doing this together. And it has been a while since I have been able to jump on and do a podcast. I remembered that it has been a while today, and I'd also been prompted by seeing others and realized, yeah, I guess it is about time to share some downloads. There's just been so much going on in the past month that I'm sure some of you have been seeing, like I said, total chaos, things that are just not explainable and not all bad. Chaos isn't inherent, you know, I think there's an association with chaos being bad. It's not bad. It's really like, honestly, there's some of us who say we want to have this manifestation now. Instant manifestation will come with incredible chaos, or can come with incredible chaos, depending on what you're manifesting. So if you're kind of close energetically and vibrationally aligned to what you're already wanting, then the shift may not be so noticeable. It won't be all utter chaos. But if you are super off scale, and you suddenly are doing all the things to bring everything into alignment, and these are major shifts and turns, and you're like essentially anchoring in a brand new reality from scratch and getting rid of the old one, it's going to come with a lot of twists and turns and chaos. Did I mention chaos? Sprinkled all over it. And the thing is, you start to recognize when things go awry and you're like, what the hell is happening? It's really because there is so much of a shuffle in energy that that's just how it's going to appear. When you completely renew something and you take it, like say you build a new house, you take it down, you put it back together, put a new one back together, whatever. But you're going to think about that construction site. It's going to be a mess for a little bit until the new one, like, and it's not like gone. It's not like a construction thing just comes in, picks it up, takes it out. I mean, maybe there's some that do that, but like, so I'm open to that working too. But like, it's not like you really just like in a snap of your fingers go, it's gone. And then in a snap of your finger, look, it's the brand new house. You get to see, like being the human. So the human experience is seeing the whole thing get taken apart and the whole thing getting rebuilt. That is a human experience. And so if you're finding yourself looking at weird things like the walls are kind of all over the place, and maybe there aren't walls, maybe there is a part of the ceiling. Like if that's what you're looking at in your reality, that's probably because you're in a major reshuffling of energies. And it's all, you know, when you're totally renewing who you are, like really changing everything, you're letting go of so many limiting beliefs. You're letting go of so many ways of being that have been part of your life for decades. That's a huge remodel. It's a huge remodel. And I say this all with love because I know it can be hard. I mean, I myself have gone through, God, I don't even know this. And but I'm not saying this to make it seem like it's been terrible and everything's bad. It's just, it's unknown and unpredictable energy. And that's good. When you can predict every single day what the next day is going to be like, and you know, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get my coffee, I'm going to go in my car, I'm going to go to this place for work, I'm going to stay there for this amount of time, then I'm going to leave and then go home, get groceries or go, you know, make food, whatever. Maybe you make the same thing every day. That might seem nice, you know, the predictability of moment to moment what's going to happen. But the truth is, that was what kept you stuck. And you were the one doing it to yourself, but that pattern was keeping you stuck in that reality, that version of reality. By letting go of all of those little pieces, that's why in early stage, you know, when you're kind of realizing what's going on, the people will tell you to open yourself up to more synchronicities, change little patterns, habits. If you always go left, go right, like make changes. That is you slowly undoing your patterns and the ways that you were before so that you can open up to what's even more amazing that is still you, but is accessible to you now, finally, because you let go of all the little patterns. And it's interesting because as you go along the path, you get more comfortable with it. It gets easier in some ways. Sometimes the changes are really dramatic and they're not really changes you would have wanted to have happen. There are losses that can happen. And you're never hurting anyone or anything by being open to changes and evolving your consciousness. That's never it, because that's a path people can go down, and it can definitely lead to frustration. It can lead to stuff that's maybe not ideal, and it's not necessary to put yourself through that, because the truth is you're not hurting anyone by changing. And yes, there will be loss along the way for some people, but again, it's something that's just an energetic alignment with what's going on overall. You did not like go out and hurt somebody, or you know, you didn't do anything to anyone. And this could be like loss of life, this could be loss of friendships, this could be loss of relationships, all sorts of things. And it's just a matter of you're falling into more a greater alignment to what you are intentionally creating. We don't always know what we are saying that we want to create. That's not to put fear in you to make you think, oh, don't want something different or want something bigger because, you know, you might hurt someone. That's not it at all. And it's easy to, again, think these negative things in the process because you see things falling apart, you see relationships falling apart, and you might accidentally go, oh, but maybe I want to undo it. I don't want that thing I asked for anymore. And the truth is, you weren't hurting anyone or yourself by moving towards whatever your highest self was pulling you towards. This was aligned for you. These changes were aligned for you. You just be a little bit more patient, and then you'll start to see the reformation of your new house, and that will be even more incredible than what you could possibly, you just couldn't have even imagined it. It's going to be amazing. But be patient in the process of that recreating the new, because it takes a little time. Because think about it, kind of like you take down the site of the house and it's construction workers pulling everything apart. That's like the deconditioning. That's the, I'm going to let go of these belief patterns. I'm going to let go of these things that I used to do all the time. And then once you let go, so that's like the taking everything down, taking it all apart. And then if you do that a lot, if you take down some big pieces of you and let those be, I'm going to hear puppies in the background, but that's okay. The show will go on. And so that's the deconditioning. And that's a constant process. That's a constant process. That will be something throughout life where you are going through cycles and phases where for a little while you undo everything again and then you put it back together again a new way. And you get used to, it's like remodeling, but you'll start to just, it'll be easier because you're kind of like, oh, I get it. Everything's going to go all over the place. We pack out the boxes and then, you know, we keep the stuff that we want to keep. And then we just wait a little bit and then things calm down. They put the house back together even better. And then you go back in again. That's how things go. But in the beginning of these really big changes, it can be, you know, it can be tough to get used to the giant fluctuations. There are, it could be anything from like you have massive layoffs of people who work with you around you. you could lose your job. There's a lot of ways you'll be taken out of situations or taken away from different. And you might think, oh, but like these were people I like. These were my friends or these were people that I care about. Totally. Like, but can you practice looking at what they represented within your mind? You know, and maybe you did like them. And that's one of the reasons it can be, okay, this can be challenging. And I totally get if people want to think about this in different ways and you don't want to take this view. This is my truth. Take what resonates, leave the rest. There is an energy that people in your life represent. So, and not saying so much that like they would not exist without you. I'm saying they represent an energy that was aligned to you for a period of time. So there might be someone in your life who was, let's take self-consciousness or feeling shameful, releasing that as a big cycle, you know, shame, guilt. Take those energies, shame and guilt. Say you're releasing those energies. Well, it wouldn't be surprising if there are people in your life who you could look to and go, wow, you know, I really care about them. They're my friend. I feel so bad though, because they are always questioning themselves. They're always feeling ashamed, or they're always like, they're not letting themselves take the next step or try another new thing or new level or go for a big job opportunity because they just don't believe in themselves. They're constantly feel like they don't really take the initiative to do what they want to do with their partner or, you know, in their life, because they always feel guilty that they're hurting the people in their life if they do something and prioritize themselves. And so you, two things, you either will see those friends that are like that. If you're releasing that cycle, you'll see them fall away, feel like be taken away in many, I don't mean like, you know, they're going to die. Like, I just mean, they might lose their job. They might have to move. Like, maybe their partner gets a job somewhere else and they all have to move. There's going to be stuff that happens. There's going to be a shuffling of energies where you're no longer going to be around them as much. If they were a person who was reflecting or mirroring to you that you held those, because part of this is, the reason it bothered you that your friend was dealing with that, because you totally are an empathic person and you know what that feels like to be limited in that way, self-limited in that way. You were bothered or irked by that because it was an energy that it lived in you too. And you are now shedding that energy, you're letting it go, you're clearing that cycle. And in doing so, that is no longer in alignment to be shown to you. So either that person will get over that, grow past it, and evolve to a state where they're no longer behaving that way, or feeling that way, or acting that way, or they will be shuffled around energetically to different places. Or you will get shuffled around away to some other place and you'll get fired, or maybe you get put into a different department somewhere else. So if you're seeing any of this stuff kind of happening, this could be the same thing with relationships. When we look at major cycles or themes that have been kind of, you know, I don't want, well, I'll say it. If you see it, look at major cycles or themes that have been going on for like decades. Often, if these have been on and off cycles, likely these are people who will have shuffled in and out of your life. Usually new people pick up the energies, will mirror that same personality type, that same trait to you until you get it and you realize that was actually something you were carrying. I mean, whether you get it or not, they're going to be there. And then when you let it go, they're going to go away. But like, that's what they were doing. That was the role that they contracted to work out with you in this lifetime. And sometimes people come back around later on. And that's great too. But for the time being, there could be a major shuffling of energies of people. Like, major shuffling of energies. The whole landscape that you see around you might be dramatically different because you just get picked up and moved to a different location for work or whatever it might be. And it's not bad. It's just you're no longer in alignment with those energies, and it's easier to move, you know, this much of you versus like the amount, the, you know, the universe is good about conserving energy. And so it will align you in whatever way is effective energetically. And also, it does matter the amount of conscious awareness you have about your consciousness. So the more conscious awareness, this is not a judgment thing, but it's just the more conscious awareness you have over your reality and experiences, the more that you will see the shuffling happen around you rather than happening directly to you and moving you around the other energies, if that makes sense. I don't have a magic number. I have not played with that or checked in with that for what there that would be. But like, you'll know it when you start to see that you are the eye of the storm and there seems to be a storm around you. And or you feel like you're getting hit by the edge of the storm and you can sort of see some calm somewhere, but like, it's not where you are. That's just like the line between you have enough, but whatever amount of conscious awareness puts you into the eye of the storm versus on the edge of the storm. And that's actually really interesting. Ooh, it was right at 1616 that I saw that. It just came through because I actually hadn't made that connection before. Which reminds me why I really do enjoy doing the podcast, because it's not just about sharing. It's also about downloads that I get simultaneously, which are fun and helpful. So, you know, there's that. But like, I do not plan. Hopefully by now you guys know I don't plan what I'm going to say on the podcast. I get like a one-liner of what the topic is and then I run with that. Mainly because that's just the most... Usually what I get is insight on a very recent event or a very recent occurrence that I can extrapolate on that would potentially be applying to you guys in the current time frame. And so it sounds like there's probably a lot of people who are going through major rewirings of their own mind. And it's just they're starting to face what that looks like in reality in the transition from one way of being to another way of being. And it's important to be gentle with yourself. Like, just because you're making these big changes and this important thing is happening for you, there are times you need to just take a day off or take a nap. I've taken days off. I've literally just stopped and gone, I'm not going to deal with today. And I've told people that I work with, I'm not today, but I love you all. And then I put my little autoresponder up and then I'm done for the day. Because sometimes you could put up with it, but part of evolving is letting go of that which you do not need to control. Some days you don't need to control the world and everything directly. You can just take a nap and enjoy the nap. And then when you have the energy to deal with the world, you deal with the world. But you want to give yourselves rest in the periods in between, especially if you're ever in that, whenever you're in those void spaces, which happen. Speaking of which, I have to share this one because I was at the dentist today. Some of you may have heard the story, but either way, I'm going to share it now. A lot of you probably have not. So I was at the dentist and I was actually at the dentist a couple weeks back and I was told that they thought maybe I should get a filling and then I needed to get a tooth that had a filling cleared out and put a new filling in because there was some kind of it looked like some of it had come out or it was really shallow. And that one was bothering me. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I am like, if I need to get a filling, I need to get a filling. So I went in today and I kind of, in between the last visit and this visit, I did have a moment or two where I went, why is this necessary if I'm so incredible at creating? Like, why do I have to go do this stuff? But I got past it. I was like, you know, I'm going to let it go. It is what it is for now. And if I don't have to, great. But whatever, I'm going to go because that's what I have on my schedule now. So I get there. I get told actually the brand new filling, we're not going to do right now. We're just going to wait. because we may not need to do it. And so I was like, well, hot damn, great. And then the other one, which had been bothering me more and more, they're like, let's just do that one. So I was like, okay, cool, sounds good. And I was like, I just want to know. I'd love it if that didn't bother me. So, okay. And then a mini story before I get to the end of that story, because I have to get distracted. It's not as fun if I don't get distracted and loop into another story. So while I was getting ready to, they were getting ready to numb me and everything, I had this very interesting moment of understanding perception and being reminded about how we perceive things is not necessarily, you know, it was never what it really, well, what we choose, what our reality is based on our perceptions. So perception can be, you know, you would look at a flower in the daytime and see a pink flower or a light, whatever colored flower. You could look at the same flower at night and maybe it looks red or blue. Like just under whatever natural light is around or lights that are sort of around. At nighttime, that same flower might look blue. Now, what color is it? If you never saw it before, you'd think it might be blue. But the truth is, during daytime, it's red. Now, it's not wrong, really, because in either sense, depending on when you perceived it, it was going to be a different color. But anyways, so perception is all very subjective. When they were asking me, which tooth, we just kind of want to make sure that what we think is the right tooth and what we're seeing based on, you know, x-rays is the right tooth to work on. And what you're feeling, like, is this the tooth, like, what tooth are you feeling is bothering you? And I kept pointing to the one that it was, and I kept saying, it feels like it's on the bottom. It feels like, you know, whatever it is, it hurts like on the end of it, kind of like where you would bite down. So wherever you would bite down, that's where I'm feeling it. And they very kindly asked a couple more questions, trying to make sure like it was the right tooth and everything. And it was the funniest thing because it finally like registered in my brain. I'm saying that I think the pain happens to me on the very edge, outside edge, where you bite down between the teeth, thinking when I'm chewing, it's hurting there and that's where I'm feeling it. Your teeth do not have nerves innervated in the entire tooth. There is a nerve. Yes, there is a nerve or nerves that are innervating every one of your teeth. But your tooth, if you just looked at it, it's not like there are nerves in every bit of that tooth that could tell you if the pain was on the inside, the outside, the top, or where it would be. So my perception of it being at the bite point was completely inaccurate because the actual cavity that needed to be filled again was on the side of my tooth. And I would have sworn up and down that it was, the thing had to have been on the biting area. But it wasn't until it just like ran, it finally hit me. It was like, it's not. Oh, damn, I could never tell you where it was. I can only say it hurts in this tooth. And then my brain creates the story that it's hurting at the edge of the tooth whenever I bite. That is something to keep in mind for your own things where you're feeling pain and discomfort or whatever sensations and emotions and feelings are coming up for you. You might go, well, I'm upset or frustrated or angry because she, he, they, them, it, whatever, did this thing that pissed me off or hurt me or upset me. But that is a very subjective story that you have created for why you feel the way that you feel. We do this all the time. I've done this tons. Where I'm sure that I'm angry because of this thing that someone did at work or at you know, in some scenario in my life where I'm now annoyed or angry or frustrated. And I attach it directly. Like we don't, it's our whole life is a little bit like the tooth because we're not so good at discerning from it. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of like the 2-point test where you can kind of discern how sensitive a part of the body is by how what distance away 2 fingers or 2 touch points are on the skin in that area. It's kind of like that. So if you were to take the fingertips have tons of nerve endings. So if you were to take 2 little like toothpicks and put them near each other and poke this, not you don't have to hurt the person, but like poke the person's fingers tip. A person probably has a really good chance of discerning where one the exact location of both toothpicks. But if you do that on an area of the body like the back, which the nerves are like in the fingertips, the nerves are all very close together, very dense. In the back, they're much more spread out. So if you took two fing toothpicks, finger picks, if you took 2 tooth finger picks, you stuck them in 2 different places on the back, you would have to really get pretty far away from each other to discern where one toothpick is versus the other. If you put them, otherwise, you would just think it was the same toothpick. You wouldn't be able to say it was like this place and this place. It was so. That's kind of how the tooth is because there's not really nerves everywhere. So you don't have that clarity. And the same thing with our emotions. We don't have that level of clarity. We kind of feel an emotion and we see a person, an event nearby, and we're like, ah, oh, it's because of them. They did it. It's because of that thing. Now, I'm not saying they didn't do something stupid or it pissed you off, but it's incredibly amazing how hard it is to discern where an emotion is coming from and what the origin was or what it really is attached to versus, oh shoot, like that's maybe they're a stimuli for bringing up the emotion, that thing that the person did, but the reason it exists in you is not because of what they did. It already existed from another experience and you hadn't processed it fully yet. Do you have to go back in time and know exactly when it came on? No. Can it help sometimes? Yeah, sure, it can. It can actually help you understand your life a lot better. But you don't need to know every origin of every single emotion. At the very least, just starting with acknowledging, hey, every single one that comes up isn't necessarily associated with the thing that's around it. It could actually come from any number one of the other people that or have been in your life. And it's starting to let go of that gut or not even gut, like that knee-jerk reaction of like you like if maybe you get hit in the head with a water balloon and you turn around and you see a kid who actually is holding a water balloon. And then you're angry at them because you think they threw a water balloon at you. I don't know why that's the example, but whatever. And then you go run up to them and yell at them or tell their parents. And it's actually this other kid that already ran away. Like you just your brain will make up a story that's sure you'll be so sure that this is the source of your pain. But really, it's not that at all. So being open to knowing what that actually is, or at least recognizing it for what it is, an emotion that already existed in you, instead of reacting to it, holding it and feeling it and then, you know, letting it go. So where was I in my multi flipped around story? Right, the void. Now, what I was talking about was the tooth that actually got the filling. Once they did all the work to do the filling, clear out the old one, put in the new one. Funny enough, that sounds kind of like recreating a brand new thing and manifesting. But anyways, at the end, she says to me, there was a really big void in there that we filled. And I had to ask her again to say to me what she just said, because I was like, is this really what she's saying? She's like, yeah, there was a void in your tooth where the cavity or where you had had the filling. There was somehow like a void inside. And it just like, I just smiled and I was like, oh, okay, cool, thanks. And that was when I just like had this overwhelming knowing. I was like, oh, I finally left a void cycle, a void space that I had been in for a very long time. And to me, I couldn't even fathom. Like, you could imagine what it was like if you had like a piece of your filling come out. But in order for that to happen, you'd have to have space for it to come out. You wouldn't have a like a topper, and then a void. Like, that's weird. Like, that was not normal. It's okay. I'm not attaching to how weird that was, but that was weird. It's not, like, I have to share it because it took me a little bit to realize how weird that was, because in my head, I finally realized, wait, how did it become a void? But, and why did she use that word? It was just too crazy. But, like, that's what synchronicity is. That's how you, and so you'll see reflections of your, the process of the cycle of where you're at and stuff like that too. But for sure, there is going to be a subset of us that have just come out of a void space, and congratulations, it will start to formulate into much more like, oh, thank God I can start to like recognize that this is turning into something now, which is really good. So, at least it's much more pleasant, I personally think. So I will leave it at that for now. Congratulations, you are exiting a void. And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day whenever you are listening to this. And I look forward to sharing more of these soon. Love you lots. Bye-bye.